The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. The Louisiana Senate will consider proposals to whittle away at Louisiana's tax break programs to keep more money in the state treasury for spending. Yesterday, the Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee advanced a handful of bills to the full Senate that would lessen or eliminate tax breaks.
The state of Louisiana is looking to the Senate to try and figure out how we're going to dig ourselves out of this hole. And if we don't tackle some issues that are somewhat controversial and push the dialogue, you're not even making industry come to the table to talk about how we're going to afford it.
That was Committee Chairman J.P. Morrell, a New Orleans Democrat. Several of his bills got the attention of business and industry. Take, for example, Senate Bill 26, a proposed constitutional amendment to restrict part of the industrial tax exemption program.
Like many other states that have an industrial tax exemption program, it simply provides that the educational component cannot be given away. When we build these magnificent, giant plants that attract hundreds of workers, we're not providing money to the school boards to educate the new kids.
SB 26 received support from citizen activist Kathy Wascom. She spoke in support of the measure, requiring industrial tax exemption program participants to still pay property tax millages that go to support public schools.
We vote for school taxes, and we have watched throughout the years the Board of Commerce and Industry, a state board, simply remove our school taxes.
A few lobbyists were on hand to encourage Morrell to postpone or even kill SB 26, but industry and business leaders had their opposition noted and chose not to speak during the meeting. Other proposals would place new limits on Louisiana's sales tax holiday for hunting supplies and would continue temporary reductions made to a personal income tax credit for taxes paid to other states. The Texas House has voted 128-13 to require further study on using a poison against feral hogs. The study will focus on the poison's effects on the hogs as well as hunters, residents, and the environment. The Ag Commissioner had planned to alter state rules to allow the use of a pesticide called Caput Feral Hog Lure. According to the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension website, 2 million feral hogs can be found in approximately 230 of 254 Texas counties and cause an estimated $52 million of agriculture damage each year. An Arkansas senator says he won't try to override the governor's veto of his bill that would have criminalized mass picketing. Republican Senator Trent Garner's bill proposed penalties of up to a year in jail and a $2,500 fine for interfering with people getting to work or blocking public roadways while demonstrating. Governor Asa Hutchinson says the bill's goal of ensuring public safety was admirable but could have affected rights to free speech and assembly. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area: expect a 40% chance of rain today and a high temperature of 82. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 66 degrees and partly cloudy, 62 and cloudy in Magnolia-El Dorado, 69 degrees and foggy in Alexandria-Pineville, and 68 degrees and rainy in Lufkin-Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.